This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States is accusing China of committing genocide and crimes against humanity against Uyghur Muslims and other minorities. China is accusing the United States of discrimination, hatred, and even savage murder of people of African and Asian descent. The clash came at the UN General Assembly's commemoration Friday of the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination. It was sparked by one line in the speech by U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield, who talked about being a descendant of slaves. It came after the top U.S. and Chinese diplomats ended 2 days of contentious talks in Alaska. Countries across Europe are resuming vaccinations with the AstraZeneca shot as leaders seek to reassure their populations it is safe following brief suspensions that cast doubt on a vaccine that is critical to ending the coronavirus pandemic. France's prime minister rolled up his sleeve to get the shot Friday, and Britain's planned to do so, as well as did a handful of other senior politicians across the continent. Inoculation drives in Europe have repeatedly stumbled, and several countries are now reimposing lockdowns as infections rise in many places. The suspensions came after reports of blood clots in some recipients of the vaccine. U.S. health officials are relaxing social distancing recommendations for schools, now saying students can sit as close as 3 feet to each other in classrooms. The new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines announced Friday signaled the agency's turn away from the 6-foot distancing recommendation that forced some schools to remove desks, stagger, and take other steps. This is VOA News. U.S. Democrats, who long blistered the Trump administration's hard-line immigration policies, are suddenly in a tough political bind. The Biden administration is responding to a wave of children crossing the southern border into the U.S. with some of the very tactics that evoke moral outrage from Democrats when they were embraced by former President Donald Trump. That includes accommodating children in hastily improvised lockups. Democrats have little appetite to condemn President Joe Biden in the same terms as Trump. Biden, after all, is pushing for a massive immigration overhaul and has spoken of compassion toward migrants, but in taking a softer stance, Democrats risk being branded by the GOP as hypocrites. The ritzy Palm Beach, Florida resort owned by former U.S. President Donald Trump is now partially closed because of an outbreak of COVID-19. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Several insiders, including club members and a person familiar with operations at Mar-a-Lago, say two areas of the resort are closed after some staff members tested positive for COVID-19. An email said service is suspended in the club's dining room and at the Mar-a-Lago Beach Club, but banquet services remain open. More than a year ago, a Brazilian official who posed with Donald Trump tested positive for coronavirus at the club, which was also cited in January for violating a local mask mandate during a New Year's Eve party. President Trump was treated for COVID last fall and has since been vaccinated against the virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former four men said to be leaders of the Proud Boys have now been indicted for plotting the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. More from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
So far, at least 19 members or associates of the Proud Boys have been charged in federal court with offenses related to the January 6th riots. The latest indictment suggests the neo-fascist group deployed a much larger contingent, with over 60 members using an encrypted messaging channel to communicate as they stormed the Capitol. Prosecutors described four men, all from different states, as the group's leaders. They alleged that several hours into the insurrection, as some rioters began to leave the Capitol, one of those four, Charles Donahoe of North Carolina, announced on the channel that he and others were regrouping with a second force. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Kremlin says that the President Vladimir Putin's offer to speak by phone with U.S. President Joe Biden is intended to prevent bilateral ties from completely falling apart over the Americans' remark that the Russian leader was a killer. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.